The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
As I say, your opinion's very welcome indeed. I want to speak to Andy Allen from the Ulster Unionist Party, Ulster Unionist MLA. Andy's been speaking to some of the workers down indeed at Bombardier, their concerns and their worries. The process of redundancy has been sped up. Andy Allen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This idea of a manufacturing strategy, is that just terminology? Is that just like pie in the sky? The First Minister doesn't seem to have much time for it.
No, I don't believe it is. A properly resourced manufacturing strategy can look at a number of areas, such as taxation, energy, the high-level cost of energy. Most importantly, it can allow the manufacturers, the unions, and the employers to feed into that. They know what's best for the industry, and they can properly create, alongside government, a strategy that can meet their needs and help champion manufacturing here in Northern Ireland.
And the First Minister is very positive about the future for Bombardier here. Are you equally positive?
Well, what I would like to see is I would like to see Bombardier come out and reassure the other workers within their plants that there's going to be no further redundancies. I know they've done that to an extent, but the fact that they felt that they've had to bring forward job losses for a second time is deeply concerning and worrying.
And as you look forward, do you see the optimism that the First Minister is making reference to there regarding the wider aspect of Brexit?
Well, the First Minister is very optimistic, given that we haven't fully went into the negotiations yet and we don't know what the fallout is going to be. Yes, I fully appreciate Brexit means Brexit, and I'm on board with that. The democratic will of the people voted for Brexit, and that should be the case. But we will see what Brexit means for Northern Ireland, indeed the wider UK.
But do you sense, I was talking about, you know, the conversation in the pub or at the water cooler, time and again, and of course I'm basing a lot of this on people sending us texts and contacting the radio phone in, do you sense an air of worry, concern, almost regret at voting to come out of the European Union?
There's certainly mixed views out there, Frank. Some people have expressed regret, some people have expressed, you know, relief, joy to leave the European Union, you know, and as I say, that will remain to be seen through the negotiations. Some people want us to benefit from some of the entitlements, member state entitlements, free trade amongst member state unions. So it'll remain to be seen what we can manage to negotiate, what the cost of that will be, and the implication upon Northern Ireland. But indeed, there's concern out there on the ground, and I don't think the First and Deputy First Minister are doing enough to allay those concerns. You know, they're stating the obvious in their letter. A lot of stuff that was stated prior and after Brexit.
Yes, but it's probably easier for you in opposition to say that. You don't have to sort out the negotiations.
No. That we are where we are. We took that decision because of the PFG. The PFG should have been a lot further on than what it is, and it wasn't. And I totally believe it was kicking the can further down the road. They were asking those organisations, those stakeholders, to come back forward and repeat, reiterate everything they've been telling the DUP Sinn Féin government over the last 8 years. They failed the people over the last 8 years, and they need to act. The manufacturing strategy is something that they can do to act to help our manufacturing sector, and they're not doing it. Indeed, they voted it down. It was the first piece of opposition business that we brought forward, and they voted it down. They could send out a message to the manufacturing sector in Northern Ireland if they were to bring that forward.
Now, as you say, we are where we are. So with regards to Brexit, will that, in your opinion, long term, be good for manufacturing or a disadvantage to manufacturing?
The First Minister, what she pointed out in terms of being able to help different industries, which we were hamstrung from doing. But again, you know, no one knows what the future holds. I can't say here today with any degree of certainty what that's going to hold, Frank, because I'd be lying if I did. You know, we don't know what the fallout from those negotiations are going to be. We don't know what they're going to agree to or not agree to. We can't have our cake and eat it.
Andy Allen, one other question I do want to ask you, because I've seen a little note that says you've made progress on an issue that you spoke to us about on this very programme. I hope you don't mind me asking you about it. It's just crossing my desk here, indeed, and it's the progress of the disability access actually at your workplace.
Indeed, Frank. Obviously, I would like to reiterate, it shouldn't have took me to come into the Assembly to highlight this. This is something that the Assembly should have been done, but nonetheless, it's commendable to the Assembly staff who have worked immensely hard to make progress. Indeed, just there 2 weeks ago, the first automated door went in as a trial door to see to make sure the setup was the correct setup. And I'm pleased to say that is the case, and that will be getting rolled out. And they would hope that a number of the disability access initiatives will be put in place over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Indeed, as a fallout of that, because where the ramp needs to go, the small visitors' cafe slice shop, which was inadequate, is now being relocated, and it will be a better visitors' shop and cafe area, and it will meet the needs of those coming to the marvellous building.
Do you feel you made progress on that by taking it to the media?
Yeah, absolutely. You just need to put that bit of pressure on them. I believe they stagnated somewhat, but nonetheless, you know, those workers behind the scenes are pushing on with it. And after all, it is the civil service. Sometimes these things can get caught up and get lost in transmission.
Okay, Andy, thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks,
Thank you. Andy Allen there, MLA.